From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States has decided to stop training opposition Syrian rebels. The Obama administration is pausing and evolving a $500 million Pentagon-led program intended to train and equip rebels fighting Islamic State militants. The operation will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and training them in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Instead, the program will provide air support and basic equipment and training to vetted opposition group leaders, according to White House officials. The Pentagon program had trained only a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russia is taking the wrong approach in Syria by supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking in London, where he was meeting with Britain's defense secretary, Mr. Carter said Russia's support of Assad puts it at odds with the U.S.-led coalition's goals, which are to fight extremism.
It is not there to combat all of the opposition to Assad, because some of that opposition, so-called moderate opposition, needs to be part of a Syrian political future after Assad.
The U.S. Defense Secretary said by inflaming the kind of extremism represented by the Islamic State, Russia has suffered inside its own borders. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia. The Nobel Prize Committee made the announcement in Oslo, Norway, crediting the quartet for stabilizing the country when it was on the brink of civil war. This is VOA News.